Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. The hits literally keep on coming. From one MMA event to the next, they grow in excitement and anticipation. And UFC 252 is no different, with two of the sport's most respected fighters stepping into the octagon this weekend. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all new users the opportunity to bet $1 to win $250. Those are some great odds. Plus, DraftKings Sportsbook, it's safe, secure, and a reliable betting app. You could deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook going all out for new users by offering them the chance to win $252 when placing a bet of $1 on this weekend's big fight by using code KSN. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, as we were between segments, I just wanted to let you know, I had posted on Twitter what the players had posted. I retweeted, I think, Trevor Lawrence's, and I asked the question, could the players possibly save the season? I did want to read one reply that I got, and this is from Joshua. I wish, but in the end, it's a bunch of old heads that are terrified of this unification by the players. They feel threatened because they've done nothing for the past 5 months, and players unified in hours. There's no better way to eliminate the threat than to cancel everything. What do you think of that comment, Dustin?
burn it all down. I think that's the kind of effect that all of this is going to have. And, you know, you brought up earlier just the players were under the impression that they were having their season, and that's why they didn't really try to get together like this sooner. And I think that's probably true, but I also kind of feel like that's not a failure of leadership, but somebody should have been responsible for the sobering reality that was happening behind the scenes. Like, of course, athletic departments were preparing as if the season was going to happen, because you have to. You can't go from 0 to 100 in mid-August and be able to have the season in any kind of normal capacity. Everybody who is in sports at a university level was preparing as if the season was going to happen, but I'm not sure that athletes really grasped, and maybe the coaches and athletic directors didn't really grasp where all of this had potential to go. At some point, it was going to go through the filter of university presidents and conference commissioners, and they were going to have to keep following the trail of data. And the trail of data hasn't shown any real positive change in weeks. So I feel like the writing was on the wall and somebody was responsible for telling the athletes sooner. And I wish that if this I want to play movement were going to happen, I wish that they would have been advised along those lines weeks ago, because then it would have had a much greater chance of succeeding.
I saw somebody put out something, and I have no idea where I read it, but why in the world didn't the players, the parents, why weren't they asked and brought into the decision-making process earlier? And maybe this discussion would have happened earlier. You know, Penn State put out all the thing to the ticket holders about would they be willing to come in and all that. And I'm sure somewhere somebody has talked to players individually, but I'm not sure it ever was an organized effort. And here we go again, you know, let's talk about leadership from the highest level, the NCAA, you know, could they have not stepped in and be, you know, organized that type of effort? not the effort to say, oh, we're going to play them. We want to play, but the effort to find out where do the players stand? Where do their parents stand? And I thought that should have been part of this process.
Jim, by the way, they would have been the group that would have most effectively gotten a temperature of where university presidents stand. If these were the central decision makers all along, and I believe that they were, if they were, then who was responsible for bridging the gap between what an athletic director's expectation might have been and what a university president's athletic director might have been on a national level? That's where the NCAA probably came up very short, is not given the full scope of reality. I think that athletics and the campus at large have been living two different realities probably this entire time. And that's where the NCAA would have been very helpful to close the gap between those two realities.
And if the NCAA came up short, that means they are exactly meeting our expectations of them, Dustin.
100%.
All right. let's talk about, it's not finalized, but where do we go from here? What happens going forward? Will there be spring football? And I wonder if how much, as the presidents are making the decision, and by the way, I don't trust them in their decision-making skills either. I've heard too many quotes from them during this time period over the last 6 months that made zero sense. Zero sense. It's like they've never been involved with sports in their life. But did they take into consideration the possibility of playing in the spring and what the repercussions are? So my question to you is, what now? Are we going to have spring football if we don't have fall football?
As we sit here right now, that's a big question that I still have. Okay, if they are, in fact, at some point this week going to call off the season, which has been reported by both ESPN in some capacity, ESPN and Sports Illustrated in the past couple of days, what does that mean for having the season at all? And I think it's got to be the spring. I don't know what that means for the whole athletic calendar, but I think we've also learned more vividly than ever, Jim, that the revenue from football is an absolute must in most of these situations. And to circle back to one of your points about university presidents and what they've said or done from the beginning of all this, how many university presidents do you think there are that resent athletics and resent the kind of money that's spent there, the kind of money that's made by, you know, key leadership there? These are, generally speaking, either academically or legal driven people that, and a lot of times, don't really connect with athletics on a very fundamental level. There are some exceptions, of course, but university presidents in many, many cases, I think, resent big money athletics anyway, and feel like it's not what college is all about. So of course where they're coming from is, I mean, they might as well be on a different planet in some of these situations. So, I just wanted to throw that out there. I think that's part of this whole dynamic.
I think that's an excellent point. And if you want me to answer your question, I'm going to say a lot. They want to take back control of their university, and they think the athletic tail is wagging the dog. And yeah, I do think that they want to take back control. But let's talk about having spring football. What then? I mean, it's back to the drawing board. It's our early enrollees as freshmen, are they eligible to play? How many players are going to opt out because they're going to get ready for the NFL draft? Are they going to change the 85 scholarship limit? How does all of that work, Dustin?
There are going to be ripple effects that I don't think they have even begun to discuss. The NFL draft is one of them. January enrollees is one of them. Do you do a one-off and say we are not, freshmen are not enrolling early, or does it just end up not being worth it at all for a freshman to condense his senior season in high school into one semester? Does that not make sense for them? Will that decision make itself? The recruiting calendar, what happens for the 2021 season then? If you're playing, let's say, February through May, Do you now have to start training camp in September and start the season in October? If you have to start the season in October, does that mean no non-conference games? What does all of this mean? It's just one sort of ripple effect after another. And I think we've been living that reality for, you know, weeks and months now. And I don't think we're even at the beginning. It's the tip of the iceberg. To say the football season starting in the spring is just the beginning of a long road of decisions that have to be made. And I frankly have no idea where that's going to go. I don't think decision makers have any idea where that's going to go yet.
You know, to paraphrase, if the decision is made to play in the spring, you know, that's not the beginning of the end. It's not even the end of the beginning. It's the beginning of the beginning of what they have to deal with. There's so much that will come into play. Could it end up being the push, though, for the Power Five conferences to say, that's it, that's enough, it's time for us, as far as football goes, to separate from the NCAA?
I think a lot of this dialogue is going to begin now. I think you have potentially the toothpaste out of the tube when it comes to the Power Five and just say, you know what, let's just call a spade here. We are on our own anyway. We trump the NCAA because they do not organize our championship anyway. Let's just go out on our own. It'll be a lot easier to make decisions whenever it's just us. So I think you'll probably see some movement there. You've also seen athletes realize what their voice can be. You've seen athletes realize in no uncertain terms how critical what they do is to the whole function of the university, certainly the university's athletic department, but the university too. So you're starting to see I think it's a tipping point when it comes to whether that's player organization or player rights or whatever you want to call it. I think this was a real eye-opening experience for the athletes themselves, and I think that's going to go somewhere in pretty short order too.
Well, and I'm of the attitude that there might be some good that comes out of this. If the Power Five would separate, make their own decisions, play among themselves, which means we have a better football schedule, have consistency among the conferences, like playing the same number of games and the same number of conference games. And if they have to deal with the players as an organized group, they're doing it just for football, and it'd be a lot easier to handle that way. So as much as I want to hear your response to that, Dustin, we're coming to the close of quarter number three. Stick around in quarter number four. We're going to get a little more specific. We're going to talk about the future if there's spring football at Penn State and what that means. Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout.